Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
I know it's kind of exciting, right? It's kind of fun to watch because you know you have veterans on this team now. You know, I'm excited about this season is that there's balance. And where I know that, you know, last year you just had a weakness on you've had a weakness for the last couple of years with these young guys that they're not very good defensively. And you didn't have enough people that can get down and dirty. And by the way, we're Heat fans. We're spoiled. And part of our DNA as fans is that we are used to watching a team that is responsible offensively, but always ultra responsible on defense. And that just hasn't been the case. And now adding PJ Tucker and Markieff Morris, along with Kyle Lowry, obviously you have now added some guys that are going to play defense. And to go along with Bam and to go along with Butler, now you've got like a group of stoppers and people that can actually play D. And that's why, you know, I've talked and we'll have Ira on today instead of Friday because of some conflicts. So we pushed Ira up today and he'll be on with us. But that's one of the things that I've talked with Ira about is that when the balance is going to be very important this year. And it's so important to have the young guys become big factors on offense. And for me, one of the wild cards is Strus, because now that you lost a couple of guys like Goran and Nunn, and even though they weren't necessarily Goran a little more consistent, Nunn was never consistent. But now that you've added a couple of guys, you know, Lowry will help you out and PJ Tucker can, you know, shoot it up a little bit. But you really need a guy like Strus to step up and help out Duncan. So when Duncan's resting, there's another guy on the court that can really stretch the floor. And I think, you know, a guy like Strus is kind of like a sleeper key guy in all of this. But that's what I love about this team. It has the potential of having the balance you need. And if you get a couple of breaks, look, we know they're not the best team in the East. But you know, Brooklyn's got its issues. And even if the Flake wants to get the shot, the Flake never even lasts anyways. He's always a sack of injuries. And Durant, by the way, is injury prone too. So there you go. And the Bucks, okay, they should be the favorites. But this kind of team that Miami has can give them a run and challenge them. Now, overtaking the West, and who gets there, that might be another challenge. But if things go well for the Miami Heat, if things fall into place, and a couple of years ago in the bubble, things fell into place with the lesser team, because the team that got to the finals 2 years ago in the bubble is not as good as this team. This team's better. And that's why when you say I'm watching the Heat, I can understand the excitement for the Heat. You know what I mean? And Lord knows we need it, man, because if our Dolphins continue down this path, it's going to be really, really painful. Really painful season. So I get it when you say I'll be watching the Heat too extreme. Makes a lot of sense.